Not all farms are created equal, mind you. 8 years ago, the New England Journal of Medicine published a fascinating study that examined asthma in children amongst the Amish and Hutterite farming communities of Indiana and South Dakota, respectively. Both groups have remained relatively closed, or reproductively isolated, since their emigration from Europe in the 18th and 19th centuries, and they share other commonalities, such as intense devotion to religious faith and large family sizes. However, their farming styles are different. While the Amish live on single-family dairy farms and use horses for fieldwork and transportation, the Hutterites reside on large, highly industrialized communal farms. It turns out that Hutterite kids were far more likely than Amish children to have asthma. Why? It's down to dirt. Hutterite houses, simply put, are cleaner. Imagine visiting the home of a Hutterite family and running your finger along the windowsill. It'd come up squeaky clean. Do the same thing along a sill in the home of a less fastidious Amish, and you'll turn up a finger full of dust. As the researchers put it, in the Amish, intense and presumably sustained exposure to microbes activates innate pathways that shape and calibrate downstream immune responses. Or in plain English, early exposure to dirt trains Amish kids' immune systems not to be overly fussed about it. I like to think we're honorary Amish people at my house. We've only got 4 kids, less than the Amish average of 7. But when our gang was small, with both of us juggling our medical practice schedules so that at least one of us was always home with the kids, keeping our house sparkling clean was way down the priority list. Add to the guinea pigs we foolishly acquired at one point, and our young'uns might as well have been living in a barn. Dust fluffles, a group of dust bunnies is called a fluffle for those who didn't know, lurked in every corner and under every piece of furniture. Occasionally, one or both of us would get motivated to do something about the mess, and there'd be a minor kerfluffle, but it was always temporary. The clouds of dust would quickly settle back into the fluffles from whence they came, and we'd carry on as before. On the bright side, none of our kids have asthma. Not many of us live on farms anymore, of course. More than 80% of families in the Western world live amid the concrete jungles of urban centers. The nearest exposure most kids ever have to a dairy cow is Bessie's happy bovine face on the side of the milk cartons their parents pick up at the grocery store. And while advances in public sanitation and hygiene are undeniably key drivers behind the astonishing surge in longevity over the last century, the pendulum, as is so often the case, has swung to the opposite extreme. Remember the 5-second rule for food dropping on the floor? Well, that's gone the way of the dodo. It's not even the nanosecond rule anymore. Any piece of food dropped on any surface must be discarded immediately because it's dangerous. Or so people think. I'm not suggesting that if your kid drops an apple slice in the off-leash park, they should pick it up and eat it. But the hardwood floor in your house? That's a different story, as common sense should dictate. Although it seems to me sometimes that common sense has disappeared along with that dodo. And find me a kid who doesn't have a small container of hand sanitizer tucked into or clipped onto the side of their school bag. Gotta keep those paws decontaminated. By modern-day sensibilities, it's a wonder we farm kids survived. In my large childhood tribe, we got a bath once a week. Outside of that, a good scrub of our hands and faces before school and before bed with a washcloth was deemed good enough.